What can we do in Bangalore this weekend to have, I don't know, a good time, whatever that entails?
Yeah, so it depends on
Okay, now that is a slight caveat. I'm
the
just a little bit older than you, not much, by about 4 years,
group.
a generation or something like that, but I'm young at heart, so I'm eager to learn. And I want to be taken out of my comfort zone. I want to experience something totally different. I trust you that you're not going to take me and murder me in some dark alley somewhere in Bangalore. So take me out of my comfort zone. And what can we do this weekend?
Okay. So the for the older people, sorry, most of
Yes. We
the
stand proud of our
people
age.
they yeah. So there's a lot of temples nearby in the city also. They go to the temple, the religious people. They go for hours. They go and meditate there, and it feels good for them. And apart from that, there are some art galleries, so they can go. It's not a very big place, but for few hours you can go. You can look at the art. That is, I went also this National Gallery of Modern Art, and you see the paintings. Those paintings are created during the people. They wanted to shift from the Western painting and all the things, so they wanted to make a homegrown movement. There was a Swadeshi movement in India, so they wanted to bring their own paintings and the things they wanted to show. So it is there, and so that is a place to go and look at the art, the people who are interested in art. Then there is a palace, a Bangalore Palace we have. So during the people they go to see the artifacts, old artifacts and all the things. And there are museums. The people, suppose you want to go with kids and want to show, so there's a museum. There is a what do you call Taramandal. Taramandal is nothing but you wanted to show the universe and everything that will be focus and all. I have never been to there, but I went to the museum, and there are two three museums. Then there is a Chitrakala place of the there is a pen modern and the art what do you call fine arts college. So it is a place where this is a college also, but this is a place there you can find a lot of art. This is not a big place, but they have a small campus. Apart from that, if you are you love nature, but you want to get those feelings in Bangalore, heart of the Bangalore, we have a Bannerghatta Park. You find a 100 years old trees, 150 years old, 200 years old trees, and there is a flower show in that place. So they will make everything with flowers. Like the big house type of thing. I have been there once. Then is a cabin park, so you don't have to go and do anything. You go and relax, and it's big, the biggest place in Bangalore. It's full of trees, park, and in the morning people go to do yoga, do exercise, and breathe fresh air in the city. And it is near to the High Court. We have High Court, Vidhan Sabha, and because of that, I think it is preserved. Otherwise, you know that builders and they have encroached and they have taken the land, but because of the High Court and Vidhan Sabha, it is preserved and everything looks good. So for the people who want to enjoy nature, they can do. And suppose you know for the I don't know it will be suitable for the people like you to go in the morning. We have 30 kilometers from the Bangalore, Nandi Hills. So you have to start at 4 or 5. You will reach within 1.5 hours or 2 hours. 1.5 hours, yeah, in the morning, Saturday morning. You can find the sunrise, and it is like mist and everything. And people generally, for our age, people they go with their girlfriends, friends. They will go in groups. They will start at 4. They will have tea in the on the way. They will reach. They will enjoy the morning, and then they will come back home. So
Okay.
these are the morning plans. Evening plans for us, I will say. Morning, we don't want to go anywhere. Suppose you want to go any walks and running, you can go in the park. Mornings, there's a lot of areas where there's a lot of shops, especially MG Road, Brigade Road. So people, young people, they go, they enjoy looking at the area, people and all. But then there are a lot of pubs are there. You can go on weekends,
Okay, so
especially on Saturday.
let's stop at the definition of a pub for a minute, because
Yeah.
when I hear the word pub, I immediately associate that with something typically British, yeah, which is sort of a country inn in the middle of nowhere. And it is a great social meeting point. In fact, if you move to a new area somewhere in the UK, then if you want to get in contact with people, you go to the local pub and you start getting into conversation with people. Now, so that's the image I have of a pub in the United Kingdom. Here in continental Europe, the we have things called Irish pubs. The Irish have been very good at exporting their pubs, which have nothing in common with what is the real thing in Ireland itself, but it's a good tourist magnet. But the principle remains the same. If you want to meet some expats or some local people, then you go to the Irish pub. What do I do in Bangalore? What is a pub in Bangalore?
Yeah, so it's completely different. It's for enjoyment. What we do generally, there's a two, three kinds of pub. One is you go and sit there, have meal, whatever you want to eat, and you enjoy music.
Okay.
Okay, so those are not pub. That is a dining place. You go enjoy music. You go with your friend. You can go and meet with people if you are. It is a small place. So Bangalore is very big place, and you don't go to meet people. You go with people. Okay. So some places you enjoy music, and if you are drinking, you are having beer or wine or hard liquor. You can say whiskey or rum or gin. So you can have a little bit, or then people start at when on the peak of the moment they will start dancing. Those small places I'm saying. Then there is a special pubs where you go for dancing, drinking and dancing. So what you do, there is a entry. So if you go with your friend, especially the girl, the female friend, so your entry is free.
Okay.
The stag entry is not allowed. You have to pay some money, and you go with your stag friends, and then you start eating, drinking, and dancing. So it goes till there is a government limit that you can't open pubs after 12 or 12 o'clock. Yeah, 12 or 1 o'clock. I don't know, remember, but I know that till 2 they will dance. So whenever we go, I go and friends. And now I have stopped doing, and so we enjoy till there is they will stop the music, and this is kind of pubs we have in Bangalore. So it depends on where you want to go. Some are the free, what do you call, free entry. So you can go, and entry is free. Then you order your meals, meals, I'm saying meal, whatever you want to eat, drink, and dance.
Okay, so let's paint this picture for a minute. Totally hypothetical situation. Let us assume that I am in Bangalore on a business trip. I am 63 years old. I do not know a single soul in, well, okay, this might skew the picture. I don't actually know anybody in Bangalore. I'm in my hotel room and I'm thinking, oh, what am I going to do? Well, let's go out and see what happens. And I see a pub and the first question is, will I actually be able to get into this pub? Will they deny me entry or will they say welcome? And then, when I do get into this pub, how do I behave and what can I expect to happen? Yeah. Okay, that answer already says a lot.
So you can go. Some of the places, like you have to go with shoes, not slippers and all. These are some rules because people are dancing high heels. People are dancing with heels, so they might hurt you. So be prepared. Go with shoes. Yeah, they will allow you. Don't they look for the age, especially for kids? They will not allow. And otherwise, they will allow. They will not look for your age. You are 60 or 25, and see, it depends on the like approachable. Like, so some people they are so good in conversation, and they have what do you call motivation to go and talk with strangers, and this is a skill, right? So you can go in a group and talk, and it happens. I have seen people, they go and talk, and they come and meet with talk with you. So especially for young people, I'm saying, and they will talk, enjoy, they will dance, they make a group, they dance, and then they leave. And depends on the your level of comfort and how you approach people, and there's no harm. Like, you can talk with anyone, and you can behave in the sense, like, you know that when you are drinking, and everything goes a little higher, right? So at the time, you have to be respectful, I can say. Anything you can just. It depends on the people who are connecting. You are connecting. Then there is some places. Previously, there used to be there. They used to smoke in same place, but I see nowadays there's a smoking area different. You can go and smoke there. You can drink. You can. So it's fine. And some of the places, they have reputation. They have good reputation that. It depends on type of people they are going there, but generally I see that there is good vibes, especially young people. You see that you don't find older people, like for more than above
Okay,
45.
this is it. I mean, I would stand out like a sore thumb because A, I'm European, and B, I'm 63. So I mean, there would be like this weirdo in the pub, from your perspective,
I will show you. So once we went to one pub, I see that the one guy has brought their parents, mother, sisters, and everyone is looking at people who are dancing, and they are looking. Okay, these people are doing these things in Bangalore, and they are coming and dancing. See, I will bring my
How
parents.
strange, yeah.
Yeah, they will see that these guys are doing these things in Bangalore and all. But these are
Okay.
the close area that you dance, and then you come
Okay.
out.
Pub etiquette. Again, I've got my English hat on in this, or my British hat on in this scenario. And I've got to visualize this. Do I sit at a table, or do I go to, okay, single 63-year-old European male going into a pub? This is the picture. Do I go to the bar and sit or stand at the bar? Or do I sit or stand at the table? Question one. And question two, if I somehow get into talking with other people, do I buy them a round of drinks and they, like in the UK, everybody buys a round of drinks for everybody. So if there are five people, you might end up buying one round for five people and the other four buy you a drink. Do you have that system there, or what's the etiquette? Again, I need to learn because maybe I will be in a pub in Bangalore sometime in my future.
So I have never been in such situation. What we do, we go in the group, right? My friends, and it's young people, so they someone pays, and at the end we just divide, like, so much we paid. So there is no such custom that if you are there and you are talking and you went and then you have to buy. People, they don't do the in India. I have never seen that someone is buying for everyone. Maybe someone does, but I have never seen. If you are going, you have your cup or you have glass, you are drinking, then you start talking with them. Okay, fine. Suppose you want to refill or you want to get something else, go and on the place and take it and come and talk with them. So because I don't know, like, price dynamics and amount and all the things. So people, they don't buy for everyone. Suppose you are talking with five people and you start buying for everyone. No, it's not required, right? Suppose you are in a group or you are with friends, you call everyone and you call them, then you can buy. It's your choice, right? But for us, as young generation people who are running, and so we divide our money, like someone pays, or sometimes we someone giving treat, then fine. So someone called for their birthday and also that's fine.
Okay. So here's a difference, I suppose. When you go out with your friends, do you run a tab, which means that you order drinks as and when, and then you pay at the end when you all want to leave. Ah, because this is the big difference in the UK. You pay for your drinks immediately. Which is this is how this round this how this buying around, because if let's say you and some of your friends and I are in a pub in the UK, and I will say, can I get you guys a drink? And then I will go to the bar, order the drink, and pay for that. And then everybody gets their drink, and then you would do the same. Can I get you a drink? And then you would go to the bar, buy the drinks, pay for the drinks, bring back, and then the other people. So everyone buys around for each one, because you pay immediately. But in your case, you drink, talk, have fun, and then you pay. The someone will give you the check at the end of the evening, and then you divide the check by the number of people, and then you pay whatever's on the total, your share. Ah, okay. Big
So this
difference.
is things we do, and for the corporate things, like when our organization company, they what they do, they buy tickets type of things. They will give everyone. So what will happen, that you can have five drinks or three drinks, any drinks. So if you want to drink Coca-Cola or you want to drink whiskey, you can drink one.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so
All right.
So that time, what happened, that they know that these people are from the corporate and they have limited. So apart from that, if you want to go beyond, then you have to buy.
Okay.
Okay. Otherwise, if you have booked a table, you went to with friends, and then you can they will give a table, you sit there, and at the end they will give a bill check.
Right. Okay, so that's clear. Okay, so now let's say I've somehow managed to get my way into a pub and I'm having a grand time and I have met some people. And it's what, 1 o'clock in the morning? Is that still possible?
Generally, those pubs start at evening. Why you will go in daytime? If you want to go somewhere, you can go and drink. Pubs for dancing, enjoying. And if you want to go and drinks, that will be open places, and you can go and sit. You will not find more people. Like number of people will be very less. So someone like with friends, they went in evening, 5 o'clock. Also, if you go, you'll find some breweries start at 7. They will not open it. So you'll go and start drinking if you want to have chit chat and with friends. But if you want to go in pub, then you start 7
All
evening.
right.
So crowd will be in the evening. And Friday evening, Saturday evening, Sunday people, they don't go because everyone is working in office. So they have to go to office on Monday. So they will not drink in Sunday. If they are a heavy drinker, they will have hangovers in the morning. So it is suggested that go on Saturday evening, Friday evening after work. Sunday, if you want to go, you have to drink very limited, one, two, and one pack or two packs, I can say. And then you come, you eat and come. If you don't have work on Monday, then you can.
Okay. All right.